Hello, everybody. This is Sharon from In Sharon's Heart, and welcome to today's devotional for December 11th, 2018, which also coincides with my latest In Sharon's Heart blog post. The devotionals are to increase your faith and confidence because at one time I didn't have either. And I want to encourage others that the Lord God will work in our lives when we have a relationship with Him. So stay encouraged and stay inspired. Here's today's devotional, which is titled, You Will Get What God Planned. But before we get into today's message, there are two new developments I want to share with you. The first is my free FaithWorks webinar I created for those who may need help with their self-confidence, self-esteem, self-image, and faith. As some of you know, a few years back, I struggled with my confidence and my faith, so I created the webinar to help others. You can click on the link in the show notes to access the FaithWorks webinar. It will really bless you. The next is Anchor now has a way for you to support the In Sharon's Heart Daily Devotional Podcast. To support, you can click the support button on the podcast profile page. Okay, let's get started with today's devotional, which again is titled, You Will Get What God Planned. It's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. The signet from God is the first installment on what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. That's why when I heard of the solid trust you have in the Master Jesus, and your outpouring of love to all of the followers of Jesus, I couldn't stop thanking Him for you. Every time I prayed, I think of you and give thanks. But I do more than think. I ask the God of our Master, Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning and knowing Him personally. Your eyes focused and clear so that you can see exactly what it is He is calling you to do. Grasp the immensity of this glorious way of life He has for His followers. Oh, the utter extravagance of His work in us who trust Him. Endless energy, boundless strength. That was Paul talking to the saints in Ephesians 1, verses 13 through 19, in which he was encouraging the saints to stand on the plans the Lord had for them. He was encouraging them to remain strong in the Lord, and reminding them of the blessings and attributes they had in the Lord, freedom being one of them. And guess what? Those words from Paul still apply today. They apply to you, and they apply to me. So we have much to be thankful for, don't we? We will get what God planned. Be encouraged in the Lord today, everybody. Be encouraged.